Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. No need to wait on it to play. We're not playing nothing after this. As we do, when we can, when things are going right, I like to kick the week off on Monday. First thing, you know, just get a dose of it, just get a read on it, see how what the pace is. And I reach out and I bring in writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
I love it when a plan comes together, Bill.
Yeah. For a change.
For a change. Hey, I think we're batting, you know, three out of
low.
Six
we're, no,
over the last month, right?
Our batting average, we wouldn't even be sent back to the minors right now. My batting average is so low. But that's all right. I'm working on it.
You're working on it.
I own the league, so I'm not going to get cut, so there's no problem.
Okay, we got to talk about Chicago.
Yeah, well, let's talk about Chicago.
46 people shot over this weekend. Four of them were killed. That's the rule, not the exception. If we look back at July and August, we have over 1,600 people shot. What I conclude is that failing Democrat cities, give us examples. Oh, Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, St. Louis are deadly. St. Louis, I think, per capita, is now taking the lead from Baltimore. It's a tragedy. It continues. Let's check some more Chicago politics. Chicago, unfortunately and effectively, runs Illinois politics. The Inspector General says that the Illinois State Police are violating the Illinois Firearms Owner ID Card Law. They're doing it because they have 30 days to... you want to buy a gun? Hey, the state says I need a FOID card before I can even touch it in the gun shop. Okay, we're making sure you're not a gang member. Ha ha. They have 30 days to do it. Then the state police come back and said, well, we're working on it. At which point the inspector general goes, no, you can't use COVID as an excuse. This data is from 2018, 2019, the beginning of 2020, before there were COVID problems. Now the excuses are simply far beyond that. It's taking 6 to 8 months to merely get a piece of paper. One state representative in Illinois said, this is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. If there were no other application processes after we got this card, there might be an excuse. But you're going to send me through another background check when I want to go buy a gun. You're going to run me through a background check when I get ammunition. In fact, you run me through a background check every night once I have that card. You're just not obeying the law. You should be fined. We should get rid of the FOID card system. Wow. Who heard politicians speak like that?
Occasionally, like a broken clock. You know, sometimes when reality catches up to some of these cats, Senator Mark Kelly's out there right now. He's asking hard questions. He's asking hard questions about Afghanistan. Not about gun control. He's down with the gun control. He's down with the sickness. But he's actually skewing sort of right. And it makes me wonder what it takes. What is that progenitor that makes that happen? To where they say to themselves, okay, this, not even we can take this. So,
right.
You know, I don't know. if they were to be genuine and if they were to be honest with themselves, they would adopt shall issue.
Yep.
They would remove all of the other impediments out of the way. They'd stop all this other nonsense. It's not about, and, you know, they can't do it.
No.
They cannot they do can't. It. It's simply because and the reason they can't do it is because they're too deep into this whole subterfuge of, you know, gun control stops murders and crimes.
They need an excuse for the failed politics that have put them in this bind. Can I give you another example?
Certainly.
Okay, this is a court ruling out of D.C. by a U.S. district court judge. He goes, yeah, remember D.C. when you had all those unconstitutional laws? You put guys, you arrested people who were just trying to pass through D.C. And, of course, you wouldn't let them get a permit if they lived in D.C. or if they were out of the district. So now that they've come back at you and said, wait a minute, you put me in jail, you fined me, you dragged me through the courts to over a law that was now found to be unconstitutional, I think you owe me at least court costs and my lawyer's fees. And a judge said, yeah, these four men, D.C., you abused them that way by asking them to do the impossible, 19-page opinion. This guy wrote it out, dotted the I's, crossed the T's. But these are four out of over 4,500 plaintiffs who are similarly abused by D.C. in those laws. D.C. is going to have to cough up a lot of cash to pay legal bills.
Yeah. Well, it's not their money.
The good news is it's not their money that they can't spend on the special interests they want to, because at least the guys who were abused get their records clear and their payments made. Better than not.
Yeah.
Bill, I'm trying to find good news where I can find it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, it's hard to do sometimes. Some of the it's hard to see past the stupidity. With the stupidity when they're out there talking this stuff, and we're supposed to go, yeah, I mean, you've been doing this now since for 100 years, and it's been going that way for 100 years, and I'm sure sooner or later this is going to catch on. What you're describing is going to catch on. I'm sure sooner or later this is going to catch on. So,
from your lips to God's ears, after the Supreme Court rules, we all have shall issue, those infringements are declared illegal. There are a lot of people who should turn around and ask for court costs. Now, we talked about Texas. It was the mayor of Houston who was decreeing that the sky would fall once Texas got open carry.
Yeah.
I saw another article that came out, and they said, not only is the sky not falling, the folks who are giving concealed carry permits training, you know, firearms instructors, you and I know lots of them, their classes are growing. People who say, you know, I don't want the permit, I don't need a state, but I sure need the training, those classes are booked out for months, and they're opening some new shooting ranges in Dallas, Texas. As we said, reduce the price, more people want to buy it. That is great news no matter how you slice it.
Yeah. That is stupendous news. I mean, and when it happens that way, it is absolutely stupendous. It's just not happening that way enough. Heading into the first break, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I get to co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. And at Second Call Defense, I get to write the Armed Citizen column on MLN once a week. Every other day, once a week, I'm talking to Bill and the Ninjas, too.
Yeah. When we get back, I saw where you're going to be a speaker at something called AmCon, which I don't really know what that is. Have you already done it? We'll talk about that one.
That was Saturday at 10:15, I think.
Okay, I want to hear about that. When we get back, talking to Rob Morse, this is Lock and Load.
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Rob Morse. Talking about, well, first of all, he's going to tell me about AMCON because I don't know what it is. And he was a speaker there. So tell me, what is AMCON?
It's a conference for the little guys, Bill. It's the Alternative Media Second Amendment Conference. Guys like me, folks with blogs, video feeds. Some of them are, you know, guns and gear reviews. Lots of them. My colleague John Richardson does great financial analysis and some older firearms reviews as well.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool. So
one of the things I talked. Go ahead.
No, please.
One of the things I talked about was respecting your audience means you need a brand. And I don't mean a logo. I don't mean a catchy name or a consistent font. What I mean is so that when people download your podcast, they get what they expect. They're placing an order just as if they're in a restaurant. Bill, the ninjas download you because they know what they're going to get. They expect it delivered on time, and you deliver.
See what you're saying? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it to a schedule.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, people, you know, people that go to alternative media, I think in a way they come to sort of depend on it. Because
right.
it, without that alternative media, I think it becomes a matter of, well, that's not working out. Where do I go now?
Oh, I'm so glad you told me that. Really, I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was that a point you made?
Well, you inspired me to write an article, Bill. I wrote it just this morning. And I praised you last week. Let me praise you again.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you remember John Lott?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got 6 minutes. We can do this. John Lott went through the five leading newspapers in the United States, five largest, and he said, are you guys really covering Second Amendment issues? And what he found out, and I then documented it myself, the mainstream media lies to us. They feed us propaganda. They don't want us to know that gun ownership is both common and armed defense, then, is also equally common. And so one of the guys walked around and said, you know, one radio station has me come on when there are things about the Second Amendment. I went to some of the other radio stations, and they said, you don't understand, we can't run pro-gun stories. We don't allow any self-defense at all. That propaganda, though, isn't at a local radio station. It starts at the top. Five largest newspapers, they ran one self-defense story for every 1,300 stories where someone is shot or wounded by criminal activity. Now, there's some good news. We cop them. We have data that comes from outside the media bubble, so we can tell when they're lying to us. We can measure that distortion. Look, we use a firearm for defense many more times than some thug uses it for a crime. It turns out it's about four times more often for civilians to defend themselves than for a criminal to shoot someone and not make it into the news. Wow. Okay. So we should be then in the news five times more often than the criminal's story. Instead, we see that, you know, if a criminal shoots me or I shoot the criminal, the five major newspapers distort that story over 5,000 times to one. That is virtually censorship. And that's really important. It distorts our perception of us and our neighbors. It makes me think, God, criminals have guns everywhere. It's an epidemic, and my neighbors never use a gun responsibly, where in fact the reverse is true. This isn't just a little accident. We're talking about the New York Times, the Washington Post, LA Times, USA Today, Wall Street Journal. They should know the difference. They do know the difference. This distortion is bought and paid for by Michael Bloomberg and billionaires like that. They ran conferences to teach major media how to report self-defense as gun violence. He's put propagandists into Hollywood to review TV scripts to distort the truth about civilian self-defense. Bill, you love older movies.
I do.
You see, I mean, we all get trapped in hotel rooms as we travel. We've seen the contemporary cop shows. There's a huge difference between what we used to put on as entertainment and what we do now. I tried to think of the last time we saw an honest portrayal of an honest armed citizen defending themselves on a TV cop drama. I can't remember when that happened. They're always shooting the wrong person, or it's nefarious means. they lie about how honest and responsible our neighbors are. Now, sometimes the media gets caught. They say, you know, self-defense isn't really news. Bill, you've had it on. I've had it on. Everybody's fascinated when you tell them there are times when guys like you and I, Bill, stop mass murder. That's really, really news. That's really important to know. I'm reminded, I saw this meme, a Chinese immigrant who said he never watched the news in China because he knew it was filled with lies. Why are we still watching it here in the United States? Again, I want to finish with good news. CNN lost half its viewers over the last year. There's real news out there. Bill, thank you for being part of it.
Well, you know, if CNN didn't have the airports, I don't know what CNN
would anybody listen. Yeah, some hotel lobbies, right?
Well, yeah. How many people actually go, I'm going to pass through the hotel lobby on my way up here to change clothes and all this other fun. But hey, CNN's on. I'm canceling all my plans, and I'm going to just sit here and watch CNN in the hotel lobby in this nondescript room with this bad carpet. So, yeah, I'm sure that's happening. I'm sure that happens all the time. I'm sure that's happened.
Well, we're not believing the lies. We're buying more. Didn't that come out just today? Maybe it was yesterday. September was the second most background checks of any September on history.
Gun buying is trendy. Self-defense is trendy. Self-reliance is trendy. They can say what they want to say. You said that you caught them in a lie. Most of the time, I can tell they're lying because their face is moving. But before we go to break, even though they're wearing the COVID diaper. So if you would tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I also get to co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. There are about 1,900 articles for you to choose from. From there, the writing is often carried at Clash Daily, at The Daily Surge, Second Call Defense, and on AmmoLand. I write the Armed Citizen column once a week on AmmoLand. Thank you for having me here, Bill.
All right, we'll be right back and do it some more when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Dr. Anthony Fauci argued Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that people confuse religious with philosophical objections.
There are precious few religions that actually say you cannot do that. I mean, very, very few. I mean, literally less than a handful. But people, you know, sometimes confuse a philosophical objection with a religious objection. When you talk about actually established religions, there are so few of those that actually will not allow you to get vaccinated.
Centrist Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, is insisting that natural gas be allowed to have a central role in President Biden's clean energy agenda, which puts him on a collision course with Democratic lawmakers who worry he will have the power to water down what they see as a once-in-a-generation opportunity to address climate change. This is USA Radio News.
Former New Jersey Governor, Republican Chris Christie, said on Sunday that 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden is now officially dead and buried after the president went to Capitol Hill in an attempt to break an impasse among Democrats on a bipartisan infrastructure bill and a massive social spending package.
2020 Joe Biden is now officially dead and buried. The guy who ran against the progressives, ran against Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, ran to be a uniter in this country, ran saying he was going to force compromise. And he went up to Capitol Hill and he capitulated to the progressives, the liberals, and his party.
Biden went to Capitol Hill on Friday to try to ease tensions between members of his party, though his efforts to unify Democrats were not successful. U.S. stock indexes were set to open lower on Monday as most big technology stocks were pressured by an uptick in Treasury yields, while Tesla shares rose after reporting a record number of electric vehicle deliveries. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This just said we're not going to do that. Talking to Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, some other things. So what's your carry gun nowadays?
Ace Firearms, the 19 clone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I take it that grew on you.
I liked it from the start. I ended up buying it in two pieces because I wanted to try the grip angle with the old upper. I should have had him deliver it all with the red dot in one shot, but I'm thoroughly pleased with it.
Are you still carrying? So you're carrying a red dot gun on a regular basis too?
Every day. The reason that I think that's important, you and I are. I can never say I'm a gun geek because I meet some other guy who's just knows worse. Things I've never even imagined. Yeah, right. Has it bad. But old guy, like people like me, old eyes, I can't say, hey, you in the crowd, stop there. I have to get on my reading glasses so I can see the sights. That doesn't really seem like a self-defense plan to me.
You know, when I wear my glasses and I'm trying to look down a sight. What I have noticed, especially with red dots, I can't look with both eyes open when I'm wearing my glasses.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And because I see double.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When both of my eyes are converging in the middle, I sort of see double there. And I got some grief the other day from a video I was shooting. Where I was shooting with a red dot, and I had to close one eye to see through it. Which, let me ask you this. Now, you're an instructor.
Yes.
Is shooting with both eyes open, is that an enlightened technique, or is it dogmatic if you get out there and say, well, if you're not shooting with both eyes open, you're missing the whole thing?
No, I don't. There's what how we practice and what we think we'd like to do in real life. The advantage for me is that I can stay focused on the distant target, and I raise the dot up, and it superimposes over the image. That allows me to keep a distant target focus. So what you said is I need the glasses to see the sights. I get it, and then you have double vision. My wife's exactly the same way, and I keep saying, here, try mine. She's starting to like the red dot. Why I'm going to turn the question around. Well, and earlier when I was, you know, driving a 1911 in competition, eventually I would be able to do it with both eyes open because I was so used to that image. You know, boom, the sights are right in front of my dominant eye. For me, it was just practice. With all that you shoot, I'm surprised your left eye isn't staying focused out there on the target.
It isn't so far, but I mean, I have a new gun coming online. Actually, I have two that one already has the red dot on it.
Okay.
The other one is part of the grand shoot a Glock experiment.
Okay.
I have two Glocks sitting here. I have a Glock 19 Gen 5 that has it doesn't have a dot. It has big dots, XS big dots, which I can acquire those really, really fast.
Yep.
The other one got here today. This is the one that I sent out to Terran Tactical Innovations. It's a Glock 45 MOS, so it's already cut for a optic. Except I discovered quite by accident that the Glock optics plates are sort of garbage.
So I now
have a plate coming from CNH Precision, which is a new sponsor of Lock and Load, and you know, it makes the red dot game easier to get into as far as actually getting the things to work the first time around. And the Terran Tactical Gun, I'm looking forward to shooting this.
Right.
He does a little straightening on the angle. A little.
Huh.
And it might just be enough. I don't know.
We've done tests, particularly with relatively inexperienced shooters. They get on target faster with a red dot or a laser built in the gun. Lasers are hard to use in daylight with a lot of clutter, particularly in a moving in a dynamic situation. They, bad pun, shine for self-defense at night, particularly inside the home. Hard to beat them. Best ever. We recommend to lots of people, if you've got a self-defense gun in the home, half of the attacks in the home are at night, even if it's a shotgun, even if it's your 10/22, put a laser underneath it, and now you can literally hand it to anybody. It's the go-to gun, even if people aren't experienced shooters.
I have the Terran Tactical Gun is going to have, it has a TLR-8 on it.
Oh.
Which is a combination light laser.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that'd be interesting. Well, you get to Terran Compare now.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. I expect this gun to run like a Swiss watch. I mean, I've had custom Glocks before. I believe Terran was probably the originator of the custom Glock idea, since he's been around more than anybody else has been. So now I actually have gone to the source. It's like going to the architect in the Matrix.
Yeah, I like it.
So,
let's see. We got 2 minutes. Let me tell you, silly.
Sure.
I'm reading through the news, doing some show prep, and I found out that I agree with David Chipman.
Okay.
Right. David Chipman is the Bloomberg shill. He's been taking money from anti-rights billionaire Michael Bloomberg for at least a decade. But during an interview, the now former ATF nominee said, well, you know, nominating me, an anti-gun activist, was a gangster move by the White House staff. I went, I always thought that, but he said it out loud on an interview. So for once, yeah. Davey, I agree with you. That was a gangster move. But the U.S. Senate refused to put Chipman, a confirmed anti-gun activist, in charge of the ATF. And, you know, last week he went back to his own old job working for anti-rights billionaire Michael Bloomberg at Gibbons.
Sure. Yeah, he's a fine guy, that Chipman. I was watching his confirmation. I know they all do this. But, like, they were asking him, how do you define a assault weapon? Which he was actually giving the correct answer. But, according to him, he was saying an assault weapon is whatever Congress defines it to be, which is not actually true, but as far as legally the statute would be, that's where it would originate if there was one out there. Since there is no classification of any class of weapons as assault weapons, since they all have bullet launching barrels on them and everything else, it's just something. Anyway, before we go into the next break, if you would please tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is carried at Clash Daily, The Daily Surge, and Second Call Defense. I write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland. Once a week, Bill and I get to kick off the week, and I get to hear what the ninjas are doing. Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health. And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and we are talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. And how would you like to end this today, Rob?
There's still a bunch of news. I suspect. Do you have Mr. Zimmerman coming on next?
I do.
Okay, then I suspect Dan will touch on some of this, though. FBI reports came out last week, Unified Crime Report. One of the things they report, which was frightening, is that murder sparked 29%. That was the biggest year-to-year spike that we'd seen in the 60 years since the FBI started to collect that data. And I think that's one of the reasons we'd seen gun sales grow year to year. It's not just the Antifa on TV. It's, you know, the news story that followed. And in your community, another man was killed by a violent criminal. And all of a sudden, people go, oh, that's not just in Portland. That's near me. We went to the gun store and tried to protect our families.
Yep. The thing is, the interesting thing to me, though, is that murder went up 29%. I think assault went up 12%. But overall, the overall violent crime rate went up 5.2% because rape and armed robbery went down.
It wasn't that interesting.
Yeah.
And you and I wonder which came first, right? Although, you and I think of a lot of us carried a gun and a bunch of criminals went, ooh, no, she might kill me if I try. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a victory, isn't it?
It is a victory. And at the same time, we're still at 387 violent crimes per 100,000, which is remarkably low compared to the, you know, we constantly get compared to the other industrialized countries. And the other industrialized countries per 100,000 actually have more violent crime than we do, which is where our key should be.
Right.
That's where the key should be. It should not be gun crime.
Right.
Because gun crime is a subset of violent crime.
And a relatively, 8%?
Yeah, even if you include suicide, which who does that? I mean, suicide is something that, there is no defeating suicide, because suicide is that when a suicidal person decides they're going to commit suicide, they're actually in a moment of peace. It's the first peace they've known. How are we going to beat that one? So, it just simply for me anyway, it becomes a matter of looking at these things the way they should be looked at, which is as mathematics, the way Lott does it. And
right.
I mean, you know, at the same time, knowing what we know, so murders went up by 29%. It still pales in comparison to the number of crimes stopped.
Right. Hand over fist. Now, and data geeks went through here. One thing didn't change appreciably. When we looked at, again, from the Uniform Crime Reports, you're 3.5 times more likely to be stabbed to death than killed with a rifle of any kind, including the dreaded dum-dum-dum assault rifle. So, yeah, you know, what are we going to worry about now? Outlawing knives. Each knife needs to be serialized. We need to stop ghost knives.
Ghost knives.
Yeah. Silliness. But it does, you're right, perspective is essential. Knives are a relatively small problem. More people are kicked to death with hands and feet than are actually shot with a rifle. So this, we're making the street safer by getting ghost guns and assault rifles off the street, is political theater. Did you, when you have Dean on, Dean found that there were two new reports, not just one, but two online reports called, what is it, the 2021 Firearm Survey. I've read through both of them. What was interesting in there? Because they took lifetime data. Hi, have you ever used a gun to defend yourself from either a criminal action or a threat to your life or great bodily harm? And they said, you know, that might have been a wild dog coming around the corner, a pack of dogs running at you, and you put a shot right in front of them, and they turn around and run. Literally, that happened to a friend of mine just a few weeks ago. But that was 31% of gun owners said, yeah, been there. Wasn't any fun. Most times, bunch of guys wearing hoodies came out of the dark in a parking lot. You say, stop right there. I'm armed. And they go, ooh, let's go around the corner and bother somebody else, which is the perfect outcome. We don't want to have to shoot anybody. But by saying, guys, you're headed for a situation you probably didn't count on, and it's going to get loud in a second, they go, oh, deterrence works. It turns out only one out of about 400,000 firearms is used in any given day, which is wonderful. The others are sitting there in your closet acting as a deterrent, or on your hip, sorry.
Well, you know, I just have guns scattered around the house. I don't have any kids. Well, I have kids, right, but they're grown up, you know. So having guns scattered around the house means that, in addition to the one I home carry too.
Right. So, well, and you were carrying on your bike when you were riding? In fact, I don't know that I've actually ever seen you without a firearm on.
No, never. The only time you might catch me without a firearm, and you won't catch me that way again, is at SHOT Show, because I had to fly there.
Gotcha. But
if things go the way I want them to, I'll be driving to SHOT Show from here on out.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So, I mean, that part of it, I've solved that part of it. SHOT Show's an interesting issue, though, because a lot of the hotels don't want you to have a gun, but you can walk outside of the hotel with a gun hanging around your neck.
I know, isn't
that? it's a weird town.
That's a weird. That attitude of guns are normal, guns are part of the American culture, I know that the mainstream media wants us to think that's an aberration. It's not. They've looked at Americans' opinion about our president's gun policies. Well, as you'd expect, almost 80% of Republicans say, I don't like what his attitude toward firearms. But if you look at independents, they were 46% don't like Biden. Even amongst Democrats, 30% disapprove of Biden's decisions on firearms.
That just tells you right there that there's not a lot of critical thinking going on in the United States. Because the bad element of the United States, the criminal element of the United States, is the same one over and over again. In every big city, we got a Soros-funded DA. He's letting them in and out. They're letting them in and out. They come, they go. Demonizing the gun. Why don't they demonize their shoes? They have to wear shoes to go do this, too. Or there are, you know, why don't they demonize their lighters? Because they're smoking up and toking up and all this other stuff. Why? And it's all part and parcel of what they do. And yet, it's the gun. It has nothing to do with the drugs. It has nothing to do with the drug, the gang culture. It has nothing to do with the dissolution of the black family. It has nothing to do with the economic lack, the educational lack. It has nothing to do with that. Just the fact that guns exist. And, like, those kids, I'm sure that there's a kid right now in a gang in Chicago right now that's handling a gun that three or four dead gang members have already handled. Because that's the life they're consigned to. Because we're concentrating on the gun. If it was that simple, I would go with them. I'd go that way. But it isn't that simple. It's an oversimplification of a very complex problem based upon their policy that they put in place, unfortunately. Before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you. Please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. And I get to co-host on the Polite Society podcast. Both of them come out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. You've got about 1,900 articles from which to choose. From there, my writing is typically picked up at Clash Daily and at the Daily Surge, and also at Second Call Defense. At Ambulant, I get to write the Armed Citizen column once a week. Bill, see you next week. It's been great.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.